Welcome to Catholic Ed for All, your insight into topics of special education and Catholic schools. This is Dr. Raul Escarpio, and I invite you to join me as we learn how to be more inclusive in Catholic schools and continue to live out Pope St. John Paul II's message of open wide the doors to Christ. And now, on to our show. On the show today, I am joined by Heidi Witte, former Catholic school teacher and host of The Children's Liturgy, which airs on Catholic TV and YouTube. She is also an ACE at Notre Dame alum. Why, hello, Heidi. Welcome to the show, and thanks for being here.
Hi, Raul. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, Heidi, I'm so glad you can make it. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, my name is Heidi Witte, also known to many families right now as Miss Heidi. I did the Alliance for Catholic Education program where I received my master's in education from Notre Dame. And I worked in Catholic schools for 5 years. I taught second grade for 2 years in New Orleans at an inner city school. And then I taught in Los Angeles for 3 years at inner city schools as well. And two of those years I was a reading specialist at Mother of Sorrows, which I absolutely loved, and I miss that school community so much. So shout out to Mother of Sorrows. And then I became an educator as a mom. So I have two young children, Grace and Dylan. Grace is 5 and Dylan is 2. And my husband and family and I live in South Bend now, right near Notre Dame. And I am an active volunteer at our parish, Christ the King, which is in South Bend too. I served as a cantor for a while, and then when it became too hard for my husband to wrangle the kiddos at Mass, I decided to volunteer as a catechist for our children's liturgy program, which pulled out the children for children's liturgy of the word every Sunday. And right now I'm homeschooling my daughter for this year in kindergarten, and I'm also the host of the show Children's Liturgy of the Word on Catholic TV, like you mentioned. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell right now.
I'm exhausted. I'm done. So let me get this straight. You have lived in a lot of different places, so I'm going to give you some rapid fire questions and you have to think quick. Favorite food in New Orleans?
Snowballs, which is a dessert, which is soft serve ice cream mixed with like slushy and lots of different flavor choices, and po' boys. Those two, I can't separate one from the other. They're so delicious.
And here I was about to say you didn't go traditional on me, but you ended up going traditional anyway. All right. Best part about living in Los Angeles?
The food. I loved being able to get any type of food that I wanted to. So that's something we definitely miss out here in South Bend.
Fantastic. And how cold does South Bend get?
It gets pretty cold in the winter time, although luckily I like the change in seasons. So we had a couple years ago a really, really chilly year where if you threw water outside, it would become ice in midair.
So it's kind of like a cartoon. It's like one of those things that you only see in cartoons. I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to my friends at ACE at Notre Dame,
yes,
Christy Bonfiglio and Sean and all those wonderful people there. Christy and I have this little thing going back and forth with Notre Dame and all that and my allegiance, but I say hello regardless. So I just wanted to do that. All right, now that I did that. So after, can you please tell me, what was the inspiration for the kids' liturgy?
Well, like I said, I was a volunteer at our parish for Children's Liturgy of the Word, which my daughter went to and she loved. So when the pandemic hit, you know, this is the first time in our lives where we hadn't been going to church every Sunday. So one night, that first week that we were in lockdown, I was lying awake and, you know, the Holy Spirit was definitely at work because a little voice in my head was saying, hey, we should do a children's liturgy video for our parish this weekend. And I thought, well, why not? You know, it doesn't have to be big. We can just do it simply at home. My husband has these amazing videography skills because he went to school for for film and television. So I said, Mark, why don't you tape me and we'll just send this to our parish. And we thought this would be a great way to serve our church. This will be for a couple weeks tops. God had clearly a different plan.
Of course.
And so yeah, everything kind of came together really organically. I thought, wouldn't it be great to have some music for children's liturgy? Because I usually sing the psalm for our children's liturgy at our parish and try to put on music while the kids are doing their coloring activity. So I just decided, I'll email this company whose music I love. John Berland is the Catholic composer that I love. And so I said, oh, I'll just email him and see if he would mind us using his music. And they were so gracious. John and Flom Publishing was so gracious to allow us to use their music. And, that was just another way, amazing way the Holy Spirit came in. So God has been really good. And the pandemic went on and on, as we know. And our church was closed for a while. But, after praying about it, Mark and I decided that God was calling us to continue this ministry because many of our families, including my own, right now can't go back to church. We don't feel comfortable bringing our children back, with mass. It'd be hard for the really young ones to continue to keep them on. And my son has asthma, so that's another thing. But going off topic there, we know that some families are not still able, either physically their parish is not open, or right now they can't due to illness or due to not, the comfort level of going back to mass. So we know that kids still want and still need to grow in their faith. And we felt that God was calling us to continue. So we kept praying about it, and God has just continued these opportunities for us to go on. And like you said, our videos are now airing on Catholic TV every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And they're going to add an evening time in the fall at 6 p.m. In the evening, starting October 4th. So God has blessed us richly, and we are just so grateful to be part of this ministry and to interact with children all over the world.
What a blessing. Amen. Heidi, tell me about the format then of the children's
Sure.
liturgy.
Sure, absolutely. So we start off with a gathering song to get the kids, very interested and engaged, and music has just such a powerful way of igniting our whole selves, and getting ready for prayer, as we praise God and learn about our faith through song. So we start off with one of John Berland's beautiful songs, and we use some motions in American Sign Language, some signs, so that for our learners who are more visual or more kinesthetic, they can participate too. And again, it's just such a great way to connect our faith to our bodies, and really praise God in song. So we start with a gathering song, then we move on to our first reading, and we read from scripture. Then I explain some of the big words that might be in scripture because sometimes our children, especially the youngest members of our church, don't know what these words mean. So it's almost like they're hearing a different language. And so we have to break it down for them. If we're talking about like 2, 3, 4, 5 year olds who don't know what these words mean. Even, some of us, even going up to like 10, 11, 12, might not know some of these words. So we just, give a little explanation. And then we sing the psalm. And again, I kind of break down the psalm afterwards with a quick explanation. Then we get ready to sing the Alleluia and prepare for the gospel. So we sing the Alleluia and we hear God's word in the gospel. And I give a short gospel reflection as well. That one's a little longer, so that, because that's really the heart of the liturgy of the word is our gospel. And then we move on to a beautiful song to help us profess our faith, which we use by John Berland. It's called Yes, Lord, I Believe. And let me tell you, that is a fan favorite. I mean, oh, so many families have told us that their kids are singing this song around the house. And to just give you a little background, it's a beautiful way to profess our faith for young ones because it goes through the creed saying, I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son. And it's just such a wonderful and just wonderful way for kids to really internalize that creed and to know what it's saying. And then at the end, we do the prayer of the faithful. And after that, then we showcase our viewers' artwork. So every week, I put together a little coloring page for them based on the gospel theme. And our viewers are encouraged to color them and submit them to us at Kids Liturgy. And then we show their work the next week or the week after. So it's a beautiful way for us to see this faith in action. You know, we're seeing these children grow in faith, and these children are seeing, you know, what Jesus is calling us to do and what is the theme for each week. They're growing in faith and they're coloring these beautiful pictures and they're just growing in a meaningful way. So that's the structure of our children's liturgy videos each week.
Fantastic. And the length of the show?
It's about 25 to 28 minutes each week.
That's fantastic. And to hold their attention span for that long. So I imagine the age range would be from a toddler, basically, pre-K student to about 10 or 11, you said?
Yes, and we have some viewers, since we receive coloring pages, we have some viewers who are as little as one, usually watching with their siblings, and going all the way up to 13. So many parents have just said that this is great enrichment for their children, especially those who may have been preparing for their first communion, and they didn't, you know, they've had to wait. Some children have not been able to make their first communion yet, and they said that this was a great way for them to continue their studies and to continue their, you know, growth in faith and planting those seeds. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And I think you picked up on it by now, listeners, but she just has that voice, that soothing voice that you can tell she works with children or that she has a background with working with them. And you can just and just hear the joy that she has talking about it. So I can see why this works for you, Heidi. I really do.
Thank you.
So tell me about Grace, if you can, and how that has helped you with the content of the kids' liturgy.
Sure. So my daughter Grace is 5, and she would be one of those children that you would call spirited. She has some amazing talents, and sometimes she has a lot of outbursts. She has some sensory sensitivities, and is just a wonderful human being, very caring, but can be very can be very difficult sometimes. So at Mass, we were having a tough time with her, you know, keeping her attention. I mean, again, we're talking about young children sometimes not knowing what's going on in the readings at Mass. So that's why I love the beauty of children's liturgy, because it brings it down to their level. So when we were, you know, talking about, or when I was designing what we would do for this show, I definitely wanted to include music, because music has this calming effect for children. It really just hooks them. And for my daughter, it was, you know, the signs and that sensory experience of the sounds and the movements helps her understand what's going on a little bit better and almost distracts her, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so that, and then she loves art. So, and at our children's liturgy at our parish, the children are sent back. They have some time to color at the end. And so art is a big part of what we do with Grace to help her calm down sometimes. And so to have that to look forward to at the end of children's liturgy to color, and then to have that joy of sharing the good news through their art, that is a huge incentive for my daughter Grace. And actually, it was her idea to put children's pictures up at the end of our show, and we went with it. And now we get, you know, between 100 and 150 pictures every week that we display, which again just instills pride in the child. And we really feel so strongly about making sure the youngest children in our faith have that chance to participate in the liturgy and to be able to, you know, understand what's going on. Because we, you know, they're our future church. So we want to make sure that those seeds are growing in faith. And it's just beautiful to see how excited she is each week to see her picture too.
What a blessing. What a blessing. So how have you made this, looking at Grace and the gifts that she's bringing to the table? How have you made it more accessible for all of God's children? Because, I mean, there is no singularity, or not even, that's not even a word, Raul. There is no typical child, is what I'm trying to say. So how do we make this more accessible? How do we make the kids' liturgy more accessible?
Well, I think that the more children's liturgy programs we have at parishes, the better it is for the youngest members of our church, because not all parishes offer children's liturgy. And I didn't have it when I was growing up, but I feel like I would have loved it because I was very musical and I would have really enjoyed, learning in my faith through song and through art. And another thing I didn't mention before, but our program has lots of visuals because kids have a beautiful imagination, but sometimes they don't know what's going on in a certain reading or story. So we use a lot of images on our show so that kids know what's going on. And I think that appeals to visual learners. And so that makes it accessible for them. But also, just the different sensory experiences help our children grow and understand scripture better. So if we have more children's liturgy of the word programs once we all get back to normal life after the pandemic, I think that would really help the youngest members of our church. And that could be for anybody, exceptional children, children with disabilities. I mean, we've had parents who have children with autism and children with Down syndrome who have emailed us and specifically wrote to tell us how much their child has grown just by watching our videos because they feel connected to their faith. They feel like they're part of a community. They feel that, they have been able to grow in a way that they haven't before because this is accessible to them. They can just turn on their TV or their put it on their phone and their child can experience this, especially in this challenging time for our church when not all parishes are open. So I think that our program helps make this available to anybody, and we keep it free because we know how important this is for our church right now, and we think that we want everyone, every child to be able, whoever wants to watch it, to be able to watch it. And again, that goes with our coloring pages too. You do not have to print out our coloring pages. You can draw your own faith-based drawing and take a picture of it and email it to us because we want this to be as accessible for all Catholic children as possible.
I think you're doing very important work, not only now during this time that a lot of at the time of airing that a lot of our masses are closed and we can only view them. I think it's important because you're reaching a huge market right now that is looking for something and spirit-filled and something that they can do during this time, not only but just in general. And you're reaching it through different modalities. You're reaching it to different exceptionalities. And I could tell that God's blessing you because since you're reaching out to so many different types of His children and they're excelling at it, then it's just important. I mean, I'm in awe of you right now, my friend, of the work
Thank you,
that your husband and
Raul.
you and you're doing. Okay, I'm losing
Thank
track.
you.
I'm losing track of time because you just you're I've loved every single thing. So really
Oh,
quickly,
thanks.
what kind of traction or interaction have you received? You talked about some of the parents that have emailed you. So just tell me briefly, what kind of interaction or traction have you received as a result of the children's liturgy?
Oh, Raul, I can't even tell you how many times tears have come into my eyes after reading these emails that we get back from parents. I mean, we had considered stopping in August just because, I mean, my husband has a full-time job and I also now have several part-time jobs and I'm homeschooling and I have two young kids. So it is overwhelming the work we do every week, which is why we're trying to make this our full-time ministry. But these parents begged us, literally begged us to continue. And it just broke my heart. I said, Mark, we can't stop. People are, we are doing God's work right now. We cannot stop. These parents have just said how I mean, just their kids are rapt with attention watching. They love seeing their pictures at the end. They love singing along. I mean, we have several groups that do live streams now with us through our Patreon account. And I mean, the kids are so excited. I love being able to interact with them on the live streams because I see their joy and I see how they're growing in faith. And it just makes my heart so happy and just reinforces what we're doing. I just thank God for leading us to this ministry because I feel so fulfilled and so happy to do this and to help parents who are struggling right now with, not knowing what to do for their children because they can't go to mass or they, for whatever reason. And it has also made me think of those kids who normally are, either immunocompromised or might have to stay in the hospital and might not be able to go to church. Like, what can we offer them? And to be able to do this and for them to feel part of a community, it's been just a huge joy and a huge blessing to know that we're reaching so many kids right now. And our Catholic Church is just, I feel like it's being lifted up and our because children are growing closer to Christ. So I am so grateful for all of the messages we've received from these parents. And I feel like they're friends now. And we're building this community and we're building God's kingdom little by little here on earth just through this, small ministry that we started, and I'm just so grateful to be able to know these faith-filled families throughout the world. I mean, we've had viewers from five continents, so it's just been incredible. This journey is so wonderful.
Fantastic. And you saw a need, and God used your availability and your ability. So it's what a blessing. So final question.
What a blessing.
What
Yes.
should Catholic special education look like? And I'll say it in this way, broad pie in the sky, but I'll let you I'll refine it for you in the children's liturgy. What should Catholic special education look like?
Sure. Well, I think we should welcome all of God's children into children's liturgy at our parishes. I think if a parent needs to come with a child for children's liturgy, that would be amazing to have them there with the child if the child needs to be with the parent. I think we should welcome all of God's children because that's how Christ was, right? He welcomed all. He welcomed the sinners. He welcomed the tax collectors. He welcomed the sick and the diseased. I mean, he welcomed the children. He wants all of his children to be able to hear his word and to grow in faith. So for me, Catholic special education at Mass means, and at children's liturgy means being able to, welcome and being accepting of those children who might have some special needs, because I know and I've experienced it myself. My daughter has had some outbursts at Mass or at children's liturgy, and I just have to remember that we're planting these seeds now so that when she's older, she can pass on the faith too. So we have to be welcoming and accepting, and also note that, some kids learn in different ways. So through music, through art, in many ways, we want to hear God's word through Holy Scripture.
Amen. Let the children come to me, says the Lord, and don't hinder them, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. Heidi, I want to thank you for your witness. I want to thank you for your faith and your commitment to serve all of God's children. I wish you nothing but prayers and blessings as you continue your incredibly important work that you are doing right now. I wish you nothing but prayers and blessings, as I said before, and thank you so much for joining the show.
Oh, thank you, Raul. Your words mean so much. And thank you for all that you do for all of God's children, too.
God bless you.
God bless.
Well, that's it for this week. If you enjoyed the show, would you do me a favor and head over to iTunes, subscribe to Catholic Ed for All, and leave a review? Join me again next time as we continue to advance God's kingdom by including all of God's children in Catholic schools. Till then, this is Dr. Raul Escarpio for Catholic Ed for All. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you.